The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Tapestry Folk Dance Center has partnered with the City of St. Paul for live music and dancing at Harriet Island.
Enjoy no-cost dances including Contra, Nordic, Cumbia, and International Folk Dance.
That's Tuesday evenings, 6 to 8 p.m. from June 3rd through July 8th. Everyone welcome, no experience necessary.
Find weekly dances and events at tapestryfolkdance.org.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhyme, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. D, the enemy, telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. Bum rush the sound I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical. Yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be part of it too. Pass the power on the hour from the rebel to you.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man, I don't understand this, man. Yo, you got this money out, man, you're losing them.
Radio, suckers never play me. All the mix, they just okay me now. Knowing and grown, when the clock in my zone is known, sneaking and taking everything now the brother owns.
Hard,
my calling card, recorded and ordered. Supporter of Chess and Mart, loud and proud. Kicking live, next poet supreme. Loop for truth, bazooka. Rebel in his own mind, supporter of my rhyme, designed to scatter a line of suckers who claim I do crime. They are my time, dig it.
Hey, yo, Chuck, I think we taking shots. Yo, this is Cole Medina, man. Come on, kick it.
Terminator X. Terminator X. Terminator X. Terminator.
Yo, Chuck, you're getting them nervous.
Rock and roll coming like a rhino. Tables turn, suckers burn to learn. They can't disable the power of my label. Def Jam tells you who I am. The enemy's public, they really give a damn. Strong Island, where I got a wildin'. That's the reason they're claiming that I'm violent. Never silent, no dope, getting dumb, nope. Claiming where we get our rhythm from. Number one, we hit you and we give you some. No gun, it's still never on the run. You wanna be an S1, Griffin tell you when. And then you come again.
What's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back. Another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I am JSE, the Navigator, joined in studio today by L Boogie. What's up? L Boogie's in the building.
Hey.
Hey. Also, B Buckner is going to be joining us in just a moment as well. It's summertime, y'all. Just coming off Pride weekend. Great event overall, right? Parties up and down the strip. Parade yesterday. Thousands of people turned out. No incidents that I'm aware of. It was hot. It was hot out there, y'all. Hopefully, you know, sunburns, whatever. You know, if you were able to make it through that. Burn, Hollywood, burn. We're going to play some Public Enemy tonight. They had a anniversary of one of the albums that this is the anniversary of Takes a Million. You know, old school, back in the day, from a different era. Shout out to Chuck D, Public Enemy, the whole squad, Terminator X, Flavor Flav, Professor Griff, right? And the Bomb Squad, right? The Bomb Squad was the musical technicians. Ice Cube enlisted the support of the Bomb Squad on one of his albums, very influenced by Minister Farrakhan and the and Public Enemy. So one of those founding, well, I won't call him one of the founders, but a hugely important group from a black consciousness perspective in the history of hip hop. Shout out to Public Enemy. We're gonna focus on them tonight.
Mm. Terminator X.
For real, Terminator X was dope. Cold-blooded, you know, when they had the transform type scratch, you know, out there like 86, 87. When did that album come off? That's come out.
That should be 87, shouldn't it?
Was that 87? Okay. 86, 87. That sounds about,
right.
Sounds about right. A very influential group, you know, scared a lot of people, right? Some people were, they're like, oh my God. First it was Luke. And all, you know, they were scared of the booties. or the illicit.
They weren't scared of it.
They were scared of
the
lyrics.
They weren't scared of it.
They wanted to censor it, right? Whoever the ultra conservatives were. And then, of course, there's a landmark litigation there that Luke, brother, Luke Skywalker, and they was sued for his name, right? Because of that. But interesting, these pivotal groups and Public Enemy scared the politicals. You know, they thought a revolution was coming. And maybe partially it did, you know, but they were responding to what was happening in their community. Very educated brothers, very, very skilled in delivering, you know, an empowerment message. And, you know, that was kind of the beginning of the East Coast, West Coast rivalry that led to, you know, the taking of the culture in a wrong direction on some level. Some people thought that way. I still maybe think that way a little bit. But anyway, we got a lot. And, you know, maybe it is at this time, you know, it's kind of the appropriate team to dust off and play some of their music, because we were dealing with, you know, same kind of threats to our democracy and to our civil liberties as we're facing today, even though today is scarier. Right. I wonder how Cass might have responded back then. This is what we're dealing with right now. Straight up craziness, you know. So those are my opening comments and remarks, right, for the crew.
Hey, I feel it. But as I say, I got a letter from the government the other day. Reddit said you were suckers. I mean, that's how he started out one rap. I was like,
they want me for your army or whatever. Picture me giving a. I said never.
Said never.
Yes.
At any time, and again, this is the group that was able to tell you that 911 is a joke.
Yep.
But because he had a cat running around with a top hat and a clock.
Yes.
They were able to get away with it.
Yeah. They have folks. Well, I don't know that they people were paying attention. People were living. They were building a revolution that hip hop was going to be ushering in, you know, because they started having pivotal meetings with the minister, right? Minister Farrakhan.
And
they were elevating hip hop, you know, to that tool that we often, you know, talk about, you know, was really a tool for consciousness and for elevation of community, you know, to push back. Rebel music, you know?
Rebel music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's that whole thing, man. This is what moved the society forward to work towards a just society for all. I mean, with everything that was going on, because, I mean, it was actually June 28th, 1988 is when that album came out.
Okay.
Yeah. So just 1 year off on that one.
Yeah,
but,
I remember I was out east.
Stuff was hot. Yeah.
I mean, that was the album when it came out. You know, it's interesting juxtaposed because, you know, N.W.A. came out same time, really, kind of, right? With their after P.D., right? So, you know, it was interesting, you know, juxtapose reality, because it was really pushing back on, you know, we got the Rodney King thing that went down, you know, police brutality in many different places, you know. So hip hop was definitely that tool to raise that consciousness and, you know, rise up.
When we can understand them.
Yeah, you're right. I saw some crazy posts, social media posts. They were talking about some rappers, like how would you put certain rappers in orders, like Rakim, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, and Coogi Rap, right? And and someone was like, oh, Big Daddy Kane was the first mumble rapper. I was like, come on, don't be hating on Kane like that.
How can you say?
Kane was dope.
Kane was not a mumble rapper.
Not at all. We're gonna play some of Big Daddy Kane tonight too. So yes.
Oh man, the cat literally says, "Ain't no half stepping." I mean, you can't mumble that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
back in the day when Cruz had dancers, everybody had dancers.
Man, you know, and Scoop had, and Scrap had the whole dressing. Oh my God, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, it was about the entertainment. It was about the fun. It was about the joy. Now it's the, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's trying to make, the USC art film, you know, and as a video, you just kind of roll into it.
As a drink, right? That might put you.
Or lean. Oh, man. Some courageous individuals. I mean, stop doing that, y'all. Good mm-hmm. Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop. And now I sound like Nancy Reagan. Just say no. That was all about that same time, too. That period of time was a lot. That mm-hmm. was a lot. That was a lot to deal with. I mean, you think about the Reagan Revolution coming in with hip hop, or hip hop going against the Reagan Revolution. You think about, you know, everything that's going on across the globe, and how it shaped us. I mean, we were blessed to come up during that time, but there was a lot that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. To shout out to the late 80s. May we have a little bit of a renaissance or a revisiting of that time. So
reunification,
what
of hip hop's principles
the,
and
the re-
oh
yeah.
We need something to come together, because I've heard this statement across the board. Be kind to each other for a little while, y'all. It's gonna be a rough little time.
Really important. People still in mourning at the unfortunate, tragic assassination of. Speaker Melissa Hortman. There was a funeral this weekend. Former President Vice President Biden and Harris were in town. Many others attended that private service the day before that, of course. Melissa, Mark, and Gilbert, first dog, is my understanding, to be laid in state there at the Capitol. I think 7,500 people, over 7,000 people showed up for that viewing, was my understanding. Folks are still grieving. Some healing is occurring. Governor had good words and others. I'd never been to a Catholic mass, let alone a Catholic mass that was a funeral proceeding. Folks could watch it online. I did attend the event. It was security. It was high level. Another step in the healing process. Blessed continued prayers to the families of the folks that were impacted by that terrible night.
Well, I'm sorry I was not able to escort you. Not that I was invited. You had a date. But I could have been your Catholic funeral translator.
Catholic funeral plus one. There's a lot going on,
It's a lot going on in those funerals.
There was a lot going on. I think I had to cross my hands. I couldn't take, because I wasn't going to partake in the communion.
In the communion, yes.
So I'd never done that before. I used to go to Catholic church with my cousins, and I liked their church because it went by fast. It was like 45 minutes. Service.
That ain't a Catholic church. Yeah. That was a different kind of church.
Man, it was. Their church was like 45 minutes. I would go to like my grandma's church. Yes. That was like an all-day affair, revival. Bible study or like Jude. We had so many. It was long. I just remember in fans. It was hot because we didn't have AC.
First service, second service, lunch, third service.
Yes.
As a kid. Just growing in the church, I'm like, okay, just get to the... I had these little milestones when I knew it would be almost over because they'd take so long. I'm like, okay, I just got to get to this point. Then I know we're halfway done. And then as soon as the Father would start speaking, I'm like, oh, man, we got another 45 minutes.
Yep.
I did. So
with my eyes open.
I kind of got tricked. I thought because of my previous experiences in Catholic church, it was going to be kind of quick, but it was long. There's a lot of...
That is not...
Plus, you know, humming and you know...
You were at a Cliff Notes version of a Catholic church then.
Okay, well, hey,
unique hymns that I didn't quite... You know, it was very somber, kind of...
Yeah, you know, do your business, get in, get out, be done.
I mean, but the service was... Yes, it was... The service was beautiful, and again, a lot of... Healing will continue on for some time. And, you know, that folks don't seem to understand. You know, it has come off, you know, because it falls into political violence. You know, some people are, you know, unfortunately, the way the GOP has responded. There were many GOP legislators. I saw Speaker Daymuth was there. Majority Leader Johnson was there. And they were grieving like everyone else. Right. I saw that. But, you know, this is a deeply... impactful situation that went down here, you know.
It's un-Minnesotan, even though we can discuss other situations from back in the day. For this type of activity to take place, quick moment of silence for the firefighters in Idaho and that setup that took place.
Oh yeah, we should. Yeah. Moment of silence.
Mm-hmm. You know, this rhetoric that's been built, that's been ginned up, basically, you know, has just, you know, really made people very unsettled, uncertain, dazed, confused, and now, you know, we're going to go into this summer, and, you know, I'm looking at some aspects of this big, beautiful bill that the right has that basically is taking away the safety net and potentially could take away over 11 million people's health care over the next 10 years.
Wow.
That is significant. Mm-hmm. And you're playing with people's lives. You're playing with people's lives now, you know, where government is not designed to do that. But this bank robbery that's taking place is what it is.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick music break and get back into it on this big, ugly monstrosity of a bill that's going to damage the country as a whole, a.k.a. the big, beautiful bill. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net, Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
What you're looking for, the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the roll below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on.
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. But now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be the Frank Guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist. Preach to teach the
all. Cause some they never had this.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Used, abused, without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes. Was the start of my last jam, so here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack.
All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follow of Farrakhan, don't tell me that you understand until you hear the man. They'll book up the new school rap game. Writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers of the same mind, unblind. Caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of Ritalin. So claiming that I'm a smuggler. Some say I never heard of ya. A rap burglar. False media. We don't need it, do we? It's fingers when it beat you.
Mutual Management is now accepting students in off-campus affordable housing on the West Bank and at the Blue Goose Co-op. Unfamiliar with cooperative living? Mutual Management Company can answer all your questions. Find community or build it by calling Mutual Management at 612-333-9164. 612-333-9164.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Chuck D was saying a lot back in the day. He had a lot to say, for real. I miss that conscious hip-hop. Nurtured my soul, kind of set me on the right path as a young person, you know. Those lessons and stories are important. So, but anyway, we talked a little bit about the funeral this weekend, Pride, and then you were going to dissect this, partially dissect this big beautiful bill.
The big beautiful bill.
For us, Mr.
Now, but okay. What do you think this thing looks like for you?
What it looks like for
crap?
It's what this is. It's the Project 2025, Trump administration's dream come true. That's why they're not giving a crap about what they're doing right now illegally as ICE raids and all these other things that they're doing out there that are weakening checks and balances. They do not care trying to fire people. They do not care. You know why? Because it's all in this bill. All of this stuff will make it okay for them to do. They are going to roll back civil rights. You don't think it's going to impact you? It's going to impact you. This gives them permission to change civil rights and to take people out who are in bureaucracy that do checks and balances, replace them with political appointees. It's going to reshape how we live in America, and people do not understand that. In rural America, he ain't helping them. They're on the chopping block. They are on the chopping block. Tribal on chopping block. Medicare, Medicaid, we are going to see all those cuts. We will see You don't like safety in the community now? Wait till those cuts come into place. We are going to have... Oh. I was walking next to a gentleman in the parade this weekend. I was holding the one of the flags for missing and murdered Indigenous relatives. And I'm next to a gentleman from the Live Project, and he said that already they've cut, the Trump administration has cut housing for sober people in recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those people will be on the streets. You are afraid of what the streets look like now? When those broader cuts happen, there's going to be more of that. The states will have less money to do more things. And so people complain about all kinds of other things. You are going to see a fundamentally different government, and you're going to have less voice, and they're going to have more control. And they're cutting all these safety nets. All that fight over Obamacare, this bill starts to cut at it. You didn't want it impacted? Well, if your Republican representative and senator votes for it, then and you don't end up with health care, that blame them. And there's nothing you can be able to do hardly at all after, because I bet that we're going to have a hard time getting him out of that office, because January 6th was a test. So we are in a dangerous place, and I don't say those things lightly, but we are in a dangerous place, and it saddens me and it scares me and it makes me so frustrated that people do not believe that we are at this place, that they continue to live silently amongst their daily activities, or they think, oh, everything will be fine, because it always has been. It will not be. It will not be. And yeah, I guess people, the thing is, people always got to feel some suffering pain before they make a decision to change. Do not do this at the expense of the rest of us. And that's what frustrates me. So there's a lot of things. It's going to give him more, $170 billion more dollars for immigration. They just arrested a woman breastfeeding her three-month-old baby. ICE did. There's going to be more of that. This is sick. It's gross. It's sick. And they should be ashamed of themselves for doing this kind of lack of humanity and compassion for people and being so greedy to line their own pockets and just say, to heck with all of you poor folks. We don't care about you. And this is proof. That bill is proof. And unfortunately, they're going to feel the pain, while businesses who are benefiting from these tax cuts definitely do get richer. I don't know how people aren't going to be able to afford to buy anything when they lose jobs and lose benefits, but, you know, it's a complete dismantling of our democracy right now, and a replacement of that right-wing type of government, authoritarianism. And if that's what you wanted, then you should have moved to Hungary. Don't do this at the expense of the majority of the American population. The majority of Americans do not want this, and they did not want him. They just chose to take a different path by not voting, and shame on that too. Because now I'm angry, because here we are.
Yeah.
And now it's not just me. These are not just my opinions. I researched this. I asked all kinds of things and looked it up and did comparisons. How dramatically will this shape the U.S. government?
Yeah.
It's going to be a new world. And we're not, most of us who are brown, who are broke, who are working with people who deserve equity, who came to this country for freedom, who are looking for a better opportunity in this world, who want equal rights for their gay or transgender child, who want more access to health care. I remember when you were in the hospital, babe, and this guy told me his wife couldn't get a pain shot because the Medicaid and Medicare did not cover it, so they had to give her a suppository of Tylenol. That won't even be an option. And that is going to impact all those hardworking rural folks who listened to the GOP spin for years. And now their backs are going to get stabbed. Because why? Greed. They want that land. They want tribal land. They want park land. They want more oil. It's greed. And you voted for greed. Greedy GOP. And I'm so sick to my stomach to think that there's only two Republicans who said, we're not going to vote for it. Two.
And one's now running for re-election. Right. Senator
Well,
Tillis.
Senator Tillis.
Tillis from North Carolina. But that speaks to what it means to have political courage when you don't have another election.
There's got
to
be something else in it for them. Why would they not have political courage? There's got to be some other reason. We are intrinsically motivated to make decisions. What is their motivation? What are they getting for this? What are they getting back?
There was something that was interesting, and it's as low-hanging fruit as this, but watching Eugene Daniels and, I'm looking at him right now, but he does the political analysis on Friday on the news report. And they were talking about just how simple some of these individuals are. And it is as simple as getting the invitation to be able to sit on Air Force One or to be able to go to the state dinner or whatever else. Yes. It's the whole thing of creating your campaign fund that allows you to have all this. It's the ability to have, you know, people look at you as, you know, one of the most influential individuals in the world. And that's what they get off on. You know, this, what we have to back up and understand across the board about this takeover of America, it's a big grift. It is literally it's a bank heist. That's basically what it turned into. And it's, how do I take your money and make it mine legally? Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, the worst part about the whole conversation with Medicaid and Medicare, you know, in this bill, it's not even necessary for it to be in the bill for everything that's going on. Not even necessary. No. They just did it so because they want to be able to force people into, as they say, work. You know, again, the push is to get more people to work, and they're thinking that people are just sloughing off. It's like, no. But as pointed out before, but has to be reiterated, it's most of their voters that's going to get hit. There's a couple things right off the bat. So this week was just a weird week.
Yeah, I mean, let's stay on the big beautiful bill. Were you going into a deeper dive? I was just going to point out that it's still, I mean, it's a bill that cuts a lot of key services and programs for citizenry while raising the national debt by $2.4 trillion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Over the 10-year period, and could get a little bit higher. And they're trying to make deals right now. The person to look out for right now is Senator Murkowski. From Alaska. She would be number three if, you know, again, I don't think that Senator Paul from Kentucky is going to vote for it. I don't think Senator Tillis is going to vote for it. And if they don't get this thing passed as relates to the Medicaid cuts, you're going to lose Josh Hawley and a couple other folks. So it's going to get very interesting very soon. And Trump only wants to get the deal done to say that he got something done. Because it's on top of everything else, they haven't produced too much policy. It's been all these very large, overarching, overreaching bills that's taking place, and it's really tearing the fabric of the society. And because this is going to be, unless you have a Congress and a president next year to be able to turn it back after the 26th election, this is going to be in play for 10 years. Yeah, I remember that the reason why they're doing it right now is because these tax bills are expiring, you know, from Trump's initial administration. So, you know, the reality right now is just in states like Minnesota, where I know that people are screaming and hollering, you know, I don't like this, I don't like that. If you didn't have, you know, the split in the legislature as well as the governor, you would be feeling this. You know, California, with everything that's going on, is feeling it because of other things. This big bill, you know, to El Boog's part, you know, this is going to change how we operate as Americans. It's how we look at each other. Whereas now, as a point of, you know, adding value to each other, we're going to try to make sure we close each other off and create this scarcity model. And that's what kills economies and societies.
Here's the thing, too, that really gets me. So a lot of this stuff is stuff we care about. But as women's, it's the stuff that we know and we care about inherently as producers of life. You men are givers of life, but producers of life, right? We produce the birth. We give the birth, whatever we want to call it. But here's the thing. Of the people making decisions in that GOP party, there are only 40 Republican women across both chambers. That is 15% of that party. That is sad because all those men are making decisions for us women, our body, our children's health care, our children's future, our children's type of education, our household income, and you better believe our equal rights. And we are moving backwards with this party. And if you are a woman and you are okay with this, then let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation about what kind of future you're going to have. And to say that you will never vote for a woman, this is the kind of administration you get with a majority of both houses and only 15% representation of women. It's gross, and it's far behind the times. And that's what they want, though. It is power. And it is an old-fashioned power. And it is infringing at the expense of everybody else who is not of their make. Because they're scared.
Make America.
America's going to have more brown folks and minorities and diversity in the U.S. already. And this is their answer to that. Instead of celebrating the beauty of who we all are, it's to grab the power and minimize our opportunities and squash us, just like they did in the colonial times. People don't think this is going to stop. It's coming after everybody, even white rural folks. This isn't a brown or black thing. This is a poor people thing. This is a class thing. It's a sex thing, because transgenders are threatening to their sexuality as well. And it is a diversity thing. It is a sexual orientation thing. It's a preference thing. If you're not white, straight, and a Christian national, you don't belong here, is their message. And I can't stand it.
Let me put a finer point to that, because again, this is that cementing of this idea to swing the pendulum back. But I'll start off with this little thing. Florida law student won a contest, prestigious competition, on his legal theory that the Constitution is only for white people. And he received the reward, the award, from a Trump-appointed judge who also was the law professor at the school in Florida. And when the University of Florida's law school starts to say, yeah, the Constitution is only for white people, that's when the slippery slope starts to take place. It's that confirming based on that academia confirmation that we should start to look for over the next few years. The conversation that Amy Coney Brown tried to put on Amy Coney Bryant tried to put on Justice Brown, basically calling her not fit to serve, you know, in this whole conversation. But the argument that they used was that we're trying, in order to, you know, overrule the federal judge, the district judge, was based off of this concept of, it wasn't used in England, therefore it's not a part of our constitution. Therefore, we're going to limit, you know, the injunctions. So it's that type of mindset that's being cemented. It's not just even the fiscal side. And yes, Minnesota, your energy is going to go up significantly if this bill passes over the next 10 years. Think about all your costs. And yes, cost goes up, but it should not go dramatically up because of the intent to actually punish groups like ours. And so all these things are taking place, you know, that we need to find a way to kind of turn this pendulum around and push this thing back. But if, unfortunately, you know, our collective silence is almost consent.
It's passiveness and, is allowing the aggressiveness to happen.
Yeah. And the worst part is that, again, you know, the president basically said during the campaign, you know, he said all these things, even though he said that he wasn't with the Project 2025 either, you know, but these are things that shouldn't surprise people about what's about to happen. So in states such as Michigan, specifically, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, you know, do you really think they're going to improve your life? Or are they going to enrich those, you know, 1% individuals in your state? And that's going to be the critical piece, you know, and the world's watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's take, thank you for those points and analysis of the big, ugly bill. But let's take a quick break. Thank you again for tuning in to another evening, another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI, KFAI.org, on the net. Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
Let it roll, get bold. I just can't hold back a fold, cause I'm a man with soul in control and effects. So what the heck? Rock the discotheques and this groove is what next. Attack, react, exact, or Mac, I'll move you with a strong song as long as you groove to this. I keep the crowd loud when you hype. Do damage on stage and into the mic. As I shoot the gift, MC stand stiff. While my rhyme stick to you like Skippy and Jeff. Feel my blood fist on my death kiss. The rap soloist, you don't want none of this. Supreme in this era, I reign with terror. When I grab the mic, believe you're gonna hear a fascinating rhyme as I enchant. Anthem. So let's all sing the Big Daddy anthem. Go with the flow, my rhymes grow like an afro. I entertain a gain and cane, I never have no problem. I can sneeze, sniffle, or cough. Even if I stutter, I'ma still come off. Cause rappers can't understand the mics I rip. They sure enough ain't equipped, that's why they got flipped. But my apparatus is up to status. Don't ask who's the baddest. Of course, that is the make or break or take on. My rhymes take the head, put it to bed. So watch what's said. Play the bass for the pipe and rearrange the tone. I take a loss and be forced in the danger zone. Cause I can kill and kill at will. Teaching a skill that's real, you know, free. So just stand still and chill as I feel. Science I drill until my rhymes fill. Your head up. Don't even get up. The teacher is teaching, so just shut up.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Now break it loose.
It's time to get on board for the second annual KFAI Blues Cruise. Just go to kfai.org/bluescruise for more information and to sign up. Come. Go rolling on the river with me and the Bambi Alexandra Band, Friday, August the 29th, 7 o'clock p.m. It's a fundraiser for KFAI 90.3 FM.
The khaki and on me green, patent leather pinstripe. You should see how I do the string. Size 12 with the strap, red and white with a cardinal cap. All flavors, but it just depends on when and where I'm at.
Don't get me wrong, man. I'm Murphy Lee, ain't dumb, man. Cause if that shoe is on that shelf, you should have some, man. You cannot sit up and tell me that you have none, man. You might not have three or four, but you got one, man.
I said, give me two per.
All right, welcome back, Twin Cities, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Man, Air Force Ones, he's tainted Air Force Ones now. When I think about Air Force One, I never thought about Air Force One. I just thought about my sneakers. Now I'm thinking about this extra Air Force One plane that was gifted to him by, you know, some characters. I'm like, man, you messing up the game.
Oh, you were triggered, huh?
You were messing up the game, bruh, for real. Yeah, I was a little triggered. But anyway, so losers and winners in the big, beautiful bill. I saw this thing on NBS and NBC News, their website. Winners, corporations. Losers, younger generations. Why? Because they're going to be stuck with the bill, the $3 trillion plus.
And a polluted world.
Right? Let's see. Who are some of the other winners? Winners, high-income households. Income households that are 200K to 500K, you know, because they own property and are going to get some benefits through property tax increases and or decreases and others.
Decreases,
They stand to win. Losers, lower income households are going to be impacted. Workers with income from tips and overtime are going to win a bit. Losers, healthcare workers. Clearly, they're gutting. You know, the healthcare industry.
Why?
Winners, this should be no surprise to anyone. Fossil fuel companies are going to win in this situation. Losers, clean energy companies and workers. Boo.
Man, can't even keep the air clean.
Nah, let's see. What else?
People don't want to clean up after their messes. Okay, they want to just do what they want to do and waste. Waste. Yeah. This is waste, fraud, and abuse, and he's going to create that on our earth.
I would love to catch a few voters and just actually ask a series of questions to understand why.
Really? Really though, right? Let me holler at you for a second. Do you know that this is going down? Well, do you care?
They usually don't care about all of it in a collective. It's singular mindedness. I care about this one thing. Get these immigrants out of here. Let's build a wall. Or I don't want my taxes paying for people's transgender changes. And it's usually single-minded. And I just saw something before I left here, but I didn't get the full thing. That's why certain news cycles and news channels keep blaring the same topics so they can override the thought process of anything for you to make a more comprehensive decision about your government. They want you singularly focused because they think you're simple-minded.
It's like listen to anxiety over and over and over again on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I was
that
up
stuff in, is in the back of my head.
I was up in Wisconsin when, you know, I shared when there was the tragedy down here. That, you know how long it took for them to report on that? I was in Superior. It wasn't like I was deep in Wisconsin. I didn't hear about it. I heard about it from Minnesota folks via text and when you called me.
Yeah.
They weren't even reporting it in the Duluth Superior Twin Ports News.
Really?
No. Well, I mean, it took 4 o'clock in the afternoon almost.
What? I mean, this is national
because
news.
Because they don't have, they have, they're Fox blaring up there.
Okay. Gotcha.
What
we haven't talked about?
What's that?
It's the bombing of Iran.
Oh, because it's more bad news. It's just bad news, bad news. I'm raining my parade all day.
Full
administration, rain on my parade.
Remember, if we go back, we rewind the tape. Don Data.
Obliterated.
When we rewind the tape, we're like, no one's talking stuff about this dude. We will. We'll do it. We'll lean in.
Little did
we know that our content would be infinite. I mean, there's so many things.
It's too much.
Overwhelming.
Well,
too much.
You know what? I blame both of you for my anxiety.
Declaring victory. Hold on. Falsely declaring victory. And the other cast are like, we didn't say that. You know,
I mean, they dropped
numerous bombs and then didn't even
12 of those puppies,
like 1,000 pounds each.
And they still didn't hit. I mean,
bigger than that.
They did
a couple big boys.
They did major damage, but did not knock out the capacity, you know, for Iran to you know, which to me, I don't know. There's some people out there, military experts, they're a, you know, problem. Everyone's got nuclear energy. It's not just used for weapons. It's used for a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anyway, we're still in crisis, y'all.
No. It's just gross. I mean, take it to another level. We ain't talked about Ukraine in a minute.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that.
I mean, and all the stuff that's going on over there.
The war that was supposed to be.
He was going to get done.
Instantly finished and over because, you know, the previous administration was so poor at their. If I hear that again, I'm like, you know, this country was running just fine without you. Better.
We have better relationships.
Why do you keep attacking Canada? It's like our closest ally.
Makes
zero sense.
I mean, they're bringing that back up. They're bringing up Greenland. And it's just a bunch of just dumb things after another, just to kind of divert things.
Yep.
I mean, just
distractions.
I mean,
it's a distraction mechanism. Don't pay attention to what's going on over here.
Yeah, but then don't not pay attention because pretty soon it's going to get layered into their agenda. So,
well, I know, but they want to control what you hear, what you think, and what you believe at any given moment.
India and Pakistan is at basically nose to nose right now.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to let the two of the largest countries who have both nuclear capability get nose to nose? But somehow we have actually had that. I will give some acknowledgement to the administration's diplomatic activities that they have been able to declare a ceasefire in Central Africa. And I believe that is the Sudanian conflict that's going on.
Because they struck a deal that we can send our people there that they don't want here. The judge okayed it, that they can send folks to Sudan.
You know what? I'm just going to give something.
There's always a catch.
These characters, they are characters.
Yeah, of course. There's something in it for them. That's why there's peace. There was something in it for them. It's the people that Trump wants to send over there. For whatever reason, they want to do something with them.
So now there's peace.
It's gross.
And for the listeners out there, these are not necessarily the opinions, beliefs of directors or staff here at the station. It's all on us. You got issue, call us up. I ain't giving you my number,
I ain't getting the number.
Or my address. You're going to have to figure it out.
You know that yourself. I heard this morning that there's a new app called IceBlock, IceBlock. It'll give you a warning, a push notification within 5 miles if somebody reports that they saw an ICE customs officials in your area.
So it's free and it's anonymous.
It's free. It's anonymous and it protects your information. Mm-hmm. It's to alert people that ICE is in the area. Mm. Safeguard yourself. Yeah, it was. There was a gentleman he's been in the tech industry for 2 decades. He when he was 13, he created a blackjack gaming app. Mm. And he said he was sick to his stomach living in L.A., but he was sick to his stomach seeing all these ICE raids and the unnecessariness of it. Mm-hmm. And he even called out Silicon Valley for giving money to this administration for the gross things that they're doing.
Yeah.
So he created this app. And he says it's anonymous. If you see ICE in your area, report it by dropping a pin, and you can make a note on the type of vehicle and what they're wearing. And it just was released. But they already had, there's reports of 20,000 users already up to 30,000 or more, because a lot of it is in LA right now. But beware. Yeah. Download that app. Get ready, Minneapolis, because we are a sanctuary city. We're a target. They've tested things here already. So let's just figure out how are we going to mobilize, how are we going to protect our people, and how are we going to show up when they try to come into our city. And so look up that app, download it. There's other apps I was doing research on, you know, asylumadvocacy.org. Their website tells you all the things that they're doing right now, the type of arrests they're making, how do you protect yourself. I was looking up other airlegal.org. What do you need to have? How do you have a plan? Tell your people, have an emergency. I was like, can I put an Apple tracker up? You know, like, can you put it on someone? You implant it so we know where they're going. You know, I'm wanting to help protect because it's wrong. It is so wrong. It is not. You came over, colonizers came here and took our land, and now you want to kick people out of here? That's like, what do you call when people go and live in a building that's a house that's not theirs?
Squatters.
Squatters. Squatters are trying to get rid of people. They're squatting. I was like, man.
That's
so protect yourself, people. Facts. Prepare. Prepare facts. And those stand up against these illegal moves that ICE is making. They're not playing by the rules, so we need to be prepared. Download that app, ICE Block. Let's get mobilizing.
I mean, we have elected officials who are getting arrested or detained or treated in manners that is undemocratic, right? I mean, it's a craziness. It's crazy town. Craziness going on right now.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a critical time. And again, let's fast forward to the end of the year, New York City. Mm. What happens there with the young gentleman Mandati, mm-hmm. who did pull the upset over the Cuomo family.
Hmm.
And but what it showed was young people showing up.
Yep.
If young
Flipped
people
the whole
show
narrative.
Up. Yes. Agreed.
Young people, I mean, that's where people wanting regime changes or establishment changes.
We talked about that, B, before, mm-hmm. for years now.
Yep.
Yes,
the changing reality of the demographics and how that's going to impact things electorally moving forward.
Well, this is
which
what
is
was
probably
so
why,
whole...
which is probably why on the right they're doing such an amazing recruitment job, right? They are growing they're growing a bunch of young conservatives because they get it. They understand the numbers.
I learned all about that this week. How you do the right count, and I'm like, did they not look at the voting pad? What went wrong for somebody who was so well endorsed, so well financially secured in terms of his campaign? He is known. He's a known entity. There's that much power in the numbers. They didn't read the numbers. They didn't read the tea leaves to say, bro, you're not going to do this, man.
I mean, numbers can be deceiving. You know, we saw that over the last couple cycles, right?
Yeah, true. That is true.
I mean, because there are new ways to message, you know, and younger people is where they are advantaged. You know, their acumen, their knowledge on social media, how to use it, how to tweak it. You know, I mean, we're going to see different types of electoral politics moving forward. And we're going to have to level up. We have to train up. El Boog was in a training all week, you know,
getting trained up to
prepare for her eventual run for something.
An outstanding program that our own Peggy Flanagan and Holly Cook, two leaders in Minnesota. Yep.
Yes,
indigenous
produced.
Women
mm-hmm.
that helped create this program for future political leaders and how to prepare, it's everything. And I was fired up. I was among some really talented folks, some really great folks, and mm-hmm. and a lot of talent across the U.S. And I was just mm-hmm. grateful. But what I walked away with going, yeah, okay,
yeah.
There's going to be a new kind of campaigns going ahead, a new kind of candidates up ahead, and I'm excited for it. And not that we need to replace who's there now,
mm-hmm.
it's just we need to mobilize and organize differently,
mm-hmm.
and we need to meet the needs of the people that will vote and want to vote mm-hmm. and take back this country's agenda.
That's right. So, folks, get out there. If you're interested, you know, we got elections coming up here in the city. We got other opportunities for you to get involved. We got other ways that
that you can become more informed, more engaged in your democracy. We are in a fight for the very spirit of these values that we hold so dearly from tyranny. And we'll be back next week. But put on your thinking cap, do your research. We say our research is better than theirs, but let's make your research better than ours. Thank you for tuning in for another episode.
Do something.
Yes.
Health Notes is next.
That's right. We out. One love.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.